Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Right now, Dr. Amy Poehler is on the phone. She's a professor of pediatrics at Northwestern University. And Dr. Poehler, I was surprised that 20% of children have eczema.
Yes, it's certainly one of the most common childhood disorders. And there's no question that in that range, might be a little bit smaller, but have eczema, often developing it in the first few years of life.
Now, I have a friend who has it, and I always say, I don't notice it. I don't see it. She's horrified by it, and it causes pain, and she's always concerned about how to treat it. She's done different diets. She's, you know, held off on any medication. But for kids, you can't tell them to stop itching or to get over the pain. I mean, adults can figure out how to manage it, but there's good news for children and for parents of those children that there's something now that can treat it.
Yes, well, the majority of these young children do have mild enough problems with their eczema that even though the itch sometimes can be intense, we can control it by just putting on medications right to the skin. And there are a wide variety that are now available, including the ones we most commonly use, which are the very safe topical steroids. On the other hand, for those children who have more severe problems with their eczema and the topicals just don't cut it, we do have a new medicine now that's really seems incredibly safe and is doing the job.
And that's Dupixent, and that's what's been available for adults since 2017, right?
Adults since 2017, and then over the last few years, we've seen that age slip down to adolescents and then those who are six and above. But now we finally have it in that very youngest age group where we sometimes really needed to change their lives.
So clinical trials have shown that it's safe for children under five?
Yeah, fortunately, all of the trials, one after another at every age, have really found no side effects except for a little increase in having redness of the eyes.
Interesting. So it's something you would give to your child if your child suffered from eczema?
Absolutely. I would say that I would think about this in a heartbeat. The only one drawback is that it is an injection. And for these young children, it's only every 4 weeks. But obviously, that can be hard for kids and hard for parents. But the results are well worth it.
And you know what? This is funny. I say eczema. I don't even know if that's true because I hear some people call it eczema.
Well, we pronounce it eczema, and technically the real name is atopic dermatitis. Eczema is kind of a broad term, but usually what people are talking about is the same.
And tell people exactly what it is so that they can understand what we're talking about.
Well, eczema, or again, as it's formally called, atopic dermatitis, is a very common immune-mediated problem, meaning that what you see is redness, dryness, and intense itchiness of the skin. And we know that it just means that the immune system in skin is shifted a bit towards one arm that also happens to be the same arm that's involved in allergic problems. And so many of these children and adults who have eczema also have concomitant allergies, asthma, hay fever, GI allergies, food allergies.
Holy smokes, that was me as a kid, except I didn't have the eczema. But I got the shot once a week or once every 2 weeks for allergies. So I think that if it's that life-changing for children, that's something people should probably reach out and talk to their pediatrician or their dermatologist about, right?
Absolutely.
Thanks for the latest news. Thanks for jumping on with us.
My pleasure.
Dr. Amy Poehler, she's a professor of pediatrics at Northwestern. The mayor of Burr Ridge is going to join us next. He has been very critical of the fact that Venezuelan immigrants have landed in his town at a Hampton Inn. And today, the governor has apologized to him. We'll talk to him about all that and more coming up next. First, to check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld.